Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
G'day everybody and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Hope you're having a good day. Listen, there's a lot going on right now. Bitcoin broke out of a range that I was watching, and here's what I'm thinking. Okay, here's my wild guess. We're back to the days of old, and what I mean by that is, you know, we used to see Bitcoin take off and go on a run, and we'd see alts bleed. We'd see people leaving alts to move across into Bitcoin, and of course that would see Bitcoin rise in value and alt market kind of decrease in value. Now, history does repeat itself, but the thing is with crypto, it's a very young market and it does evolve quite quickly. But I'll tell you what, right now, if I tell you what the top 10 looks like, we've got 4.75% up on Bitcoin, Ethereum down 1.43%. Bitcoin Cash is lagging Bitcoin for a change at 1.6% on the green side. That's positive. EOS is up 2%. Cardano is down 1% right now. Lumens is 1.26% up. Down 2%, IOTA down 2.25, Ripple down 0.1, and Litecoin down 0.2. So what this tells me is that Bitcoin is now becoming our leader, and we're starting to see some bullishness coming across the board. Now, I've been talking about this for quite some time. I was bullish, you know, I sort of talked you guys through it as we pulled back. I was sort of suggesting we might get something around 6,000. That it may be a good place to bounce. It would be a good place for a higher low. Of course, I wasn't suggesting that was going to happen because I just wait until the chart does what it does and I commentate what I'm seeing and give you my views. That's all I do. I just talk you through what I'm doing and what I'm seeing. And we broke up through that, obviously, into an uptrend, hence why I got bullish. Now we're sitting right around the first level of resistance, and it is relatively minor. It's not a huge level of resistance, and it's about 7,750, right about where we are as I speak to you at this instant. Now, if we break up through there, the next level we've got is 8,000. That level is not a significant level of resistance in my view because it's just a round number. There is not multiple tests at that level. It is not a strong level based on actual resistance, i.e. more than two tests at a specific upper price point. So, with that being said, you've got to start to consider where your portfolio is weighted. Now, I know that a lot of people come into crypto and they buy Bitcoin, they buy Ethereum, and then they leave it at that. And that's fine. I also know that sometimes when we get into the space and we've been in it for a little while, we start to look at other projects. We start to consider what other opportunities are out there. And there are some fantastic opportunities out there. Now, you can just sit there and hold and do nothing with the other investments that you've made. Or you can look to move within the market. Now, I'm not suggesting either is the solution, but I want you to consider what your options are. If this market does decide to get really bullish and, you know, all of a sudden I'm not the crazy guy who everyone's abusing, saying that I'm crazy for being bullish, by the way, I can take it. You know, when everyone does come around, when the market does push up and we're above 8,000, we're above 9,000, we're above 10,000 and the bulls are back in town, what you might want to consider, or you might want to consider it now before then, is that Bitcoin may take a lot of the thunder from the alts market. The easiest way for Bitcoin to go up is for people to go into Bitcoin that are already in the market. So if we see Bitcoin's market cap grow from where it currently is right now at about 130 billion and we saw that go to, you know, say 200 billion, well, the market cap itself doesn't need to change for Bitcoin's price to be inflated. As a matter of fact, all we need to do is, you know, if we were to scrape a few billion off each of the top 10, well, we'd have ourselves up at Bitcoin at 2 billion. So it wouldn't be a big ask to get there. That's without even new money coming in, no institutional money, nothing else at all. So I want you to consider this, because I am considering this. What projects are you holding at the moment that maybe you might want to move a bit of Bitcoin across to? Sorry, move from there into a bit of Bitcoin. Again, I'm not suggesting anybody that takes any rash action here. I'm not suggesting you sell your alts and buy Bitcoin. That is not at all what I'm suggesting. You always do your own research. I never give financial advice. What I am suggesting is that you start to open your mind and think about the possibilities of a Bitcoin bull run, how it would operate and how it would affect your portfolio. Now, there's certainly, no matter what I do, I'll always keep a fair wedge of the projects that I'm in because I believe in those projects and I only invest in projects that I believe will turn a profit, that I believe will change things and can actually shake up an industry. Of course, we all must know that trading cryptocurrency or investing in cryptocurrency, it is a high risk destination of investment. So take it as you see it and be very, very careful with what you do. All I'm trying to do is communicate to you right now that Bitcoin seems to be getting a little bit more speed, a little bit more thunder. We see Bitcoin dominance has crept from about 32% to 46.6% today. It is creeping up. The market cap has not crept up all that much. So it can be suggested that what we have seen, what we are seeing, is money moving out of alts and into Bitcoin. Will this kick off a media rampage where we see it on, you know, nightly news, and therefore the rest of the market that's not in Bitcoin comes in and we see some FOMO and we see Bitcoin go through the roof and it gets all a bit crazy again? That I can't tell you. But what I can tell you is that we have seen the Bitcoin dominance increase. The market cap has not increased at the same rate of knots that the Bitcoin dominance has. At 46.6%, we have not seen a 16% growth in the market in that same period of time, overall market cap I'm talking about. So with that, guys, I wanted to give you that bit of information because it's something that I've noticed, something that I'm watching, and something that I'm considering. I've not made any changes to my portfolio. I have not done anything at this stage, but I'm just being aware of the environment, of my surroundings. So guys, one thing I want to ask of you, if you genuinely love this content, if you think it's valuable, if you think it's worthwhile, I'm asking you to do something. Jump across into your socials, take a screenshot now, send it out, just let people know about it. I'm trying to grow this as fast as I can, as big as I can, because I genuinely think this is a resource that can help people. I really put a lot of effort into the content that comes out, not just on the podcast, but on my Facebook, on my Twitter, in TradingView, everywhere I do it. Of course, then there's the paid content, but I do a huge amount for free. If you find this information valuable, please share it within the Slack groups, the communities, the Telegrams, the Facebook groups. Please let people know about it because I want to continue to see this momentum grow, guys. And if you really love it, go and drop me a comment. Go and give me a review. I'd love to see that. We've got a few in there. I want a lot more. I'd love to see you help me whilst I give you as much content that's good as I possibly can. Have a great day, guys. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.